This goes to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Kevin Powelson, P-O-W-E-L-S-O-N, date of birth 5/25/1968. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Paulson with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was April 2nd of this year. He complains of intermittent problems with chest pressure and some shortness of breath. He's very worried because his father recently passed away with severe coronary artery disease as well as aortic stenosis. He was age 80 at time of death, but the patient is worried that perhaps he has heart disease also. He does continue to smoke, has been trying to quit, but he has been unable. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Stable dyspnea on exertion. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. I want to highlight maximum dose of losartan. It's 100 milligram daily, as well as spironolactone 25 milligram daily. Norvasc 10 milligram daily. Low dose aspirin daily. Lipitor, Protonix, and it's B like boy, R E Z like zebra, T R I inhaler. Physical exam weight, 188 pounds. That's about a 3-pound decrease over the last 7 months. Pulse is 88. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 150 over 84. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. He does have an aortic murmur, does radiate to the neck arteries slightly. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, without ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 11th, 2024. Creatinine is 1.66. That is stable. His estimated GFR is 48. Albumin 4.1, calcium 9.8, sodium 135, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus 2.5, hemoglobin is 12.2, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to get labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension. He's on maximum doses of Norvasc and Losartan. Spironolactone also is an adequate dose. We've asked him to follow a low-salt diet and to try to quit smoking. 3, diabetes, following diabetic low-salt diet. And recent chest pressure. And perhaps it would be worthwhile to have a cardiac workup done for this gentleman due to his worries about his father's recent death from severe coronary artery disease as well as severe aortic stenosis. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.